Well, greetings, everyone. We are so glad to be with you. This is Joan. Melina, you want to say hello?
Say hello.
We're so happy to have you all with us today. This is such an auspicious time in our evolvement. So it's just, you know, an honor to be with all of you. You have really kept the course with us. I just have a couple of announcements I'd like to make. I'm just going to make you aware. You might want to jot these down, but we'll keep you posted. The upcoming dates, we will have two more sessions. They're weekly sessions. So our next session will be next Sunday, August 10th, and then the following Sunday, August 17th, at a regular time at 1 p.m. And then, that was Central Time. Then we will have an integration time before our final meeting in this series. And that will occur on October the 26th, that's a Sunday, at 1 p.m. Central Time. So, Melina, is there anything you want to contribute here?
Not right now.
Okay.
You covered it.
All righty. Well, we have some members of our council that want to come and speak with you today. So if you'll all take a deep breath, get yourself centered, and welcome, Metatron. Greetings, beautiful members of this Ascension Council. We have all gathered today, and each session that you participate in will be not only a meeting of the Council of 12, but it will also be a part of this illumination series that we are all, every member of this council is very excited to participate in. One of our members, who is an ascended master that you're quite familiar with, is Master Katumi. So I would like to step aside and welcome Master Katumi at this time to speak with you. Greetings, dear masters of light. You know, you are almost ready to join the Ascended Masters part of this council. You are an Ascended Master, but when you took on this embodiment, you moved out of that part of the council to become a very important, integral part of this council, which is a human that is embodied on Earth, so that you could not only contribute to this ascension process, but you could contribute on levels of this council that you cannot even imagine at this time. But my main purpose in coming today is one to be in gratitude. First of all, for being a member of this council, a member of the Ascended Masters portion, of which you are now moving back into. But you are very present now in the portion of this Ascending Masters, or this Council of 12, as the human counterpart, which is so important. And we will be talking about that this time and throughout this series. I wish to be in gratitude to you as the human counterpart of this council, because you trusted me implicitly. There was a knowing within each of you in your being that the teachings that I was so honored to bring forth to you in this triadic system, which is much more than a triadic system, as you well are aware of at this time. You trusted, even though at the beginning of the teachings of about how to activate this system and to make it usable and to use it proficiently, and you have not only intuitively known, but you have known at a soul level that you were called forth to participate in this ascension system of what you are calling the triadic system. But it is a huge influx of Christos creative light that can be used with every ray of creation as you contribute to the ascension process and you walk further on that path. When the path of illumination opened, many things happened to that triadic system. It was amplified in such a way that it became almost a vehicle of advanced ascension. But the beauty of it, and why I am so honored to have been the teacher of this process, the beauty of it was that even though you incarnated in the third dimensional body at great risk to you as a soul spirit, you were willing to do this. And this system that I was so honored to bring to you and that you knew was important to you provided the pathway for you to navigate the density and not get lost in it. And you followed it, even though in the beginning you didn't have the consciousness to understand. But your soul continued to monitor your acceptance and your energetic growth and provided you with the urging, the encouragement to keep on keeping on. And it has been many years of human time that you have followed this path to your advantage, I might add. But the most important thing that I want to say to you all, each one of you, how much I revere you as masters of light, but mostly that I value the trust that you have placed in me as a master teacher. So I felt I wanted to personally come and deliver my gratitude. And I look forward when you fully ascend this time in such an advanced state of being a master and join all of us as part of the Council of 12 together, not only as a human counterpart, but as and return to that sector of the council that is devoted to ascended masters. So thank you. Thank you, thank you. And blessings, dear ones, as you continue this journey. Now I will turn it back to Metatron. Thank you, Master Katumi. There is a lot that has been asked of you, dear members of this council, and more is going to be asked of you to use your ascending light energetics to further help not only others who are embodied in physical bodies, but to help Mother Earth herself. And it takes a being of your caliber to do this, because you have to be in possession of a type of physical body. And we will be talking a lot about that in this session and in the next two sessions. So with that, I would like to turn it over to one of our illustrious members. First to Joan, who has some things to say, and then to Milena. So these two have been facilitators for us to communicate with you in all of the teachings that we were so glad and happy to provide for you, for the earth, and for those coming after you. So it takes us all, dear ones, every member of this council, to achieve the resurrection of a planet, the resurrection of a human species. So with that, I will step aside. Well, I, after all that, wow. They were quite wonderful, the energetics of what they came to speak to us on a very personal level, I thought was quite nice. But my purpose, in this session right now is to tell you why we felt the need for this pre-session meeting. As you are aware of, the 8-8 Lions Gate is now open. And I would like to make you aware of the fact that the refined light energetics are at their peak right at this time, which is perfect for this pathway of illumination. You are in the midst of a huge Lions Gate influx of transformative light, like nothing that we've ever experienced on Earth at this time. And so it's important that we gather to receive them as individuals and also as members of this illustrious council of 12. As human embodied members of the council are already getting some of the more refined energetics that are manifesting from the triadic system and from the massive infusions of the golden Christos light of the fifth triad, this preliminary meeting was called to further accelerate these light infusions. Make them fully conscious in you and set them in your extensive light field. As Metatron has said to you, it's important that these massive energetics are set in each one of you as humans embodied, and also as each one of you as a member of this Council of 12, so that you can transmit them to Mother Earth to assist her in her ascension. It takes those embodied in form to create a change in form of the physical earth. Take note that you are basically providing the light energetics to create a change in form, because you are now holding those light energetics precisely in your physical bodies. You will continue to hold these light frequencies even when they have increased substantially. And you know, we have talked about, and we have had you say, after Kutumi's I Am Light prayer, I am a creator of light, made in the image and similitude of my source, and I am a creator of form within form. This is important that you recognize. So this is what you are called forth to do with these new energetics coming in through this Lion's Gate, because it will make a difference in the ascension of the earth. It was necessary that we have this meeting so the refined light energies of the entire council, not just of the human counterpart, could support us individually and collectively in the next three Illumination Path meetings. And that's to help us maintain the stability and equilibrium of these vast energetics within our bodies. So as they support that, we are able to manifest that more adequately. So with that, I'm going to turn this over to Milena. She has very important process that she wishes to share with you. Milena?